Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome into Lock It In with Cam Rogers right here on the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. This is Golf Bets on Us. Cam Rogers here, Bridget Whalen there. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride here. Follow us on social media. I'm on Twitter at Mr. Rogers 99 and on the gram at Mr. Rogers 98. You can follow Bridget on Twitter and Instagram at Bridget K. Whalen. Of course, this show is presented by our friends at betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the rest of the NBA season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. Just use our promo code BELEAV50, BLEAV50, to receive that bonus. Bet online, where the game starts. Of course, all of the odds on this very program are courtesy of Bet Online, including this week's QBE shootout, a 12-2 person team set event in Naples, Florida. It should be a lot of fun here. $3.6 million is the purse this week. So plenty on the line, despite this not being an official PGA Tour event. Of course, we won't have one until 2022, but more content coming your way in the golf space via Bridget and myself. Hello, Bridget Whalen. How are you doing?
Good. I'm great. I'm in Florida. It is warm. I kid you not, I land in Florida and my mood just gets better.
You know, I feel that. You know, I've been to LA a few times. And whenever I land in LA, I immediately become happier.
That's weird to say about LA, but you do you, Cam.
Yeah, you know, the bright lights. My parents call me Hollywood sometimes when I become a little more dramatic than I need to be. You know, it is what it is. By the way, your thoughts on Naples, Florida? That's where this QBE shootout is.
I love
Have
it.
You been there? Okay.
Of course, it's hot.
Yeah.
I love Naples. I love anything, you know, on the Gulf of Mexico. That's like you're getting into like real Floridian territory when you're in that area, but it's super hot year round.
Yeah, I've never been on that side of the state. Whenever we vacation, it's always Orlando or Miami or something on the eastern side. So I would love to visit that part at some point down the line. Before we get to the QBE shootout, a congratulations is in order. We have our first outright correct via Bridget Whalen picking Victor Hovland last week at the Hero World Challenge. Is there an asterisk next to it? Maybe, because it's not an official PGA Tour event. But Bridget, credit where credit is due. You won $500 last week. Your total is $1,200 for this new season. I'm at $719. congratulations to you. 11-1. That's a really solid hit there with Victor Hovland. I mean, that's all I can really say about that. Major grats.
Yeah, 6-shot margin of victory. Came back. Love that about him. He does that so well.
I know, he came out of nowhere. Guys.
Yeah, but these young guys do. I mean, Colin Morikawa faltered a little bit, but, you know, he did stellar in Dubai. So I can't say golf. It's a volatile game. I can't say anything about that Sunday performance from Colin. Right. But Victor just, like, out of the woods. And I was actually in Manhattan. I was going to see the tree in Rockefeller Center. And I was kind of checking my phone every now and then. And I checked in. He was 19 under. And I only had, like, him soloed out. And I was like, whoa, 19 under. I was like, wow, they're going low there. And then I was like, hold on. And I looked back and I was like, 19 under, he's leading. I think he had a 2-shot lead at that time over Scottie Scheffler, I believe, was in second. So once that, and I think he was on like the 16th hole at that point. So I was like, oh my gosh, like we're winning today. Vic and I are winning. He was asked if it felt, you know, a little less as a real PGA Tour victory feels when you win. And he said, absolutely not. He said, hell yeah, it feels the same. So you know what? Hell yeah. This is the same.
You know what? You go, Bridget. Exactly. That should be your mindset. You go, yeah. Glenn Coco. All right.
You fantastic. Go. And I mean, just to like root for a guy like Victor Hovland, I've said it time and time again. I'm going to say it again because he got me the W this past weekend. He's just so likable. Like one of the most likable guys to come out of this sort of new era of literal superstars. Like the golf world, we have been continuously spoiled. And we sometimes don't acknowledge it in the moment, which I do find funny because I feel like the golf world is all the same in that sense. We're all like, as soon as we get these new superstars, we then have to shift our focus to like, when's Tiger coming back? Why isn't Jordan Spieth number one? It's like, why can't we just enjoy all these young guys who are going to like carry the baton that gets tossed?
Why can't we be present people?
Yeah, know? Like, let's be present. I mean, seeing Tiger hit some shots is definitely, you know, way more important to me than seeing Victor Hovland get a win, even if I have money on Victor. But I think that it's important to really root for these young guys because, like, golf is in such great hands. Like, we're in such a great place. And to see them get multiple victories, like, think of Colin Morikawa. He's, like, the most baffling young star on the planet. He's a 2-time major winner. Like, that's wild. These kids are just like, it's stellar. What they're gonna do for the game and for the next generation is awesome. Again, love the Tiger, all the Tiger news. I'm actually in Orlando currently. Might extend my trip down here if he does commit to PNC. As of now, I'm supposed to fly back up to the Northeast on the 15th, but TBD on that.
Yeah, that's the big nugget of news coming out of the week there at the Hero World Challenge, whether Tiger will play at the PNC. My inkling is no, but the logic is there for him to play. A, ride in a car. B, play all of Charlie's drives, which was the case last year anyway. So there is some logic there. I understand that. We'll see what happens, and obviously we'll be right on top of it should Tiger commit, and we'll talk about it later in the program this month. So QBE shootout this week, as I mentioned, $3.6 million purse. Here's the format. Friday, team scramble. Saturday, modified alternate shot, which means both players in the team tee off, then you decide from there. Sunday is four ball, so best ball. And so, Bridget, from a betting perspective, I would say this is going to be one of the tougher weeks to predict, somewhat like the Zurich Classic with these team events. You really never know. Matt Kuchar and Harris English converted on their third QBE shootout title a year ago. Interestingly, they're not the favorite this week. That goes to Sam Burns and Billy Horschel at 4-1 to win this thing. So fun footnote, by the way, Lexi Thompson is in the field. She's teaming up with Bubba Watson. So that'll be interesting to see those two team up and get after it there in Naples. Here's what I'm looking at. Teams with one player playing really well, because I think we've seen before in these team formats that one player can carry the weight. And then maybe that player who's not playing as well can find something with the putter or something along those lines. But I didn't dig too much into research this week, Bridget, because there's just a lot of volatility to this tournament in particular.
I think it's all about team chemistry. I'm literally not looking at anything else than guys I think will vibe well together.
Gotcha.
That's literally all I'm going with. That all four slates in my card are vibe slates.
Yeah, and you certainly have the ultimate vibe as your outright pick. Before we get there, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Lightbox. Say goodbye to dull gifts, ladies and gentlemen. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, priced so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. All right, Bridget, I think the tee box is yours here. Who is your outright pick after getting Victor Hovland right last week?
Firstly, I'm going to use crack the science of sparkle in some way, shape, or form down the line. I can't pull it off right now. It was just like too much going on in my brain to land it immediately. So winners this week, I am going with Kevin Kisner and Max Homa. I'm going to put $50 down on these guys. I think, and I know Kiz, I think that they are going to mesh really well. I know Kiz has played this event a ton of times with a myriad of partners. This partner is going to be the staying partner. Mark my words right now. Even if this partnership doesn't come to fruition with a win this year, this season, I see them teeing it up again in this event down the line. I like it. Plus 700, Kiz and Max.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value this week in the outright market, and going down to Kisner and Homa at 7-1 is pretty darn good in my opinion. I took a hard look at them, but I'm going with Ryan Palmer and Matt Jones at 12-1, $50 on them. Originally, it was HV3 with Ryan Palmer, but that's not the case anymore. I'm going to stick with it anyway. I love the value on this play. So Palmer was T3 here in 2019. Palmer also a winner at the Zurich Classic. Jones brings the 17th ranked short game to this pairing, while Palmer has a really good tee to green game. I think these two will really feed off each other nicely. Obviously, the concern, Bridget, is the first time that they were being paired together. What does that mean in terms of chemistry? I would assume that Ryan knows Matt to some degree. Otherwise, why is he here? So 12-1, somewhat of a long shot, I guess, but I'm going with these two there.
You have to say Matt Jones the right way. Can we do a do-over?
I can't. I'm not Australian. I can't do it.
No, it's not that. It's Matt Jones.
Oh, right. I thought you were looking for an Australian accent, and I did not want to embarrass myself on the air. So
absolutely not. Let's leave that to Adam Scott and nobody else.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. So there you go. Palmer and Matt Jones for me outright. And then you have a slew of top threes here.
I do. I have a slew of top threes because I wish I did a top three last week, which would have landed. I was waffling on Sam Burns, was going to do a top three. Wound up doing a top five, which I mean is almost as great. Still not, the stakes weren't as high, so still not as good as it could have been because he did finish in third place. So I'm just full sending on top threes. My number one top three is Sam Burns and Billy Horschel. I love this pairing. I know they're the favorite. I just love this pairing. Like these two guys, their games are so compatible. Horschel is so gritty. Burns is so under the radar. Like these two guys, I feel like this is going to be such a symbiotic relationship with their game. Like the two of them actually might be the perfect player. I know that's bold.
Sam Burns is just playing out of his mind right now and not getting the attention he deserves because he's not a household name per se, but man. And then if Horschel can bring that putter that can get wicked hot at times, look out. So.
And Sam Burns is also super young. Like He shouldn't be a household, and he's won. So, but like, he shouldn't be a household name yet. But I agree with you. You texted me over the weekend. You're like, Sam Burns, low-key might be the best top 10 player of like right now of this season, of this little era. And I couldn't agree more. So I'm putting $20 down on them. They are the favorites, but it's still plus 100. So we're, you know, we're still in the plus at least.
Right. Plus money, as they say out there in the betting world.
Plus money. All right. Do you want me to go through the other two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My number two top three is Graham McDowell and Corey Connors. This, I've seen Graham McDowell's name so many times in like the runner-up finishes at the QBE. He's just kind of like always lurking.
Yeah.
He's always there. I also just think this is going to be a really good partnership. When I said I'm going off vibes, I'm totally going off vibes. I see these two connecting like so intently. Just Graham being who Graham is and Corey being Canadian. Like I literally love, I think this is going to be like the leprechaun, like the jolly group. Like Canadians are the nicest people on the planet. And Graham McDowell is basically like a candy cane. He's so sweet. So I just think that their energies are going to be very, fruitful, candyful, sweet. I'm just doing all the like
Halloween's over, Bridget.
The very, you know, saccharine things. They're plus 275. I'm also putting $20 down on them.
Okay. So yeah, I like this play. I'm going to talk about those two when I get to my pick. So I'll hold off on commenting. Go ahead.
Are you going to talk about lollipops when you do it?
Perhaps, although I'm keto, or I try to be at least. So, you know,
okay.
I try to keep lollipops out of my mind. So I'm not tempted.
This is why you and I are such a good yin and yang. Like I am the antithesis of keto. Okay, moving on. My number three, top three, Kevin Na and Jason Kokrak. Yet again, these two together might be the perfect player. Like, I'm not even kidding. I feel like they will just be so complimentary of each other. I like that their tones are so drastically different. I'm not sure I've ever seen Kokrak smile. And I think I've seen Kevin Na walk in more putts than I've seen any other a group of players combined. So I just think their like yin and yang energy is going to work out really well. I like them a lot. I was almost going to do them as my winner. So if they do win, I'm just making that a side note. I'm putting $10 down and they're plus 150 for a top three.
So the only thing about Kevin Na, he's coming off a bit of a layoff due to sore ribs. We'll see how he does this week. So some injury concerns, some rust, but Kokrak is a winner here in this fall swing. So, I mean, he can certainly carry the team as needed, and low key, Kokrak is a very, very good putter. Something that
the ribs were the reason I didn't do a winner.
Yeah, so there you go. Just,
you unearthed my reasoning.
Okay, look at that. Digging out the reasoning right there. All right, so I have two top threes. Because I put $50 on Palmer and Jones, and then I have another play after this, I went 15 on these two top threes, 15 each. Connors and McDowell, plus 275 for a top three. Look, McDowell brings the experience here. 9 appearances at the QBE. The problem is, on paper, he might be one of the worst players on the PGA Tour. Of course, a relative term, but he is really struggling. I'm hoping that he finds something with his putter. He brings out that experience here at QBE and transfers it over a little bit to Mr. Corey Connors, his partner, who will handle, let's face it, all of the ball striking in this pairing. I mean,
everything else.
A machine. Yeah, he's a machine. Yeah. And he hits every fairway. His irons are elite. So I think McDowell doesn't have to do too much here, but he can certainly help. And so I think a top three at that number makes a lot of sense. An Aussie pairing for another top three. Mark Leishman, Jason Day. Again, two players in different directions here. Leishman having a fabulous fall. Jason Day, boy, it's a long time ago, kind of thinking back to when he was number one in the world here, because his game is just not there right now, especially off the tee to green. But he is a winner here, Jason Day is, with Cameron Tringali back in 2014. So maybe he can channel some of that. Again, Leishman will carry this team, plus 225 for a top three. I think that makes a lot of sense. $15 on those guys. So any reaction there?
Well, I'm not so much a fan of that Leishman-Jason Day group.
No?
But I kind of group pairing. I kind of like when I'm not a fan of your picks, Cam, because I'm sadistic in that way. So I'm just going to, you know, support you. And I love everything you do.
Oh, I appreciate that. So that's a great spin on not approving of one of my picks. So yeah, I love it.
It's all good. I just think that, and oh my gosh, I don't believe I'm going to say this, but you know what? This is our floor and I'm going to air it. I think Jason Day is kind of like bad vibes guy. Like currently.
You think so, huh?
Or like maybe within the past like 6 years, I just don't get the happiest vibe from him, which I'm sure he is a super happy person off the course. He has like a million children now. He and his wife have like the most beautiful family on the planet. I just don't think golf brings him as much joy as it once did. And I don't ever know if he will get back there. And I feel like if you are a professional golfer where like that's some semblance of your identity, that is probably the most deflating thing ever. Like it's like unimaginable for me to even try to, it's not even like unthinkable. It's literally unimaginable. So I feel for him like big time. I just don't know if he'll ever get there. And then by happenstance, he kind of just like on the course, he gives me like negative vibes.
Yeah, he and Henrik Stenson are two guys right now who are just lost out there. I mean, the results are not there at all on the PGA Tour, and I hope they can get back to where they once were. I also just randomly thought of like Luke Donald. Remember when he was number one in the world and just fell off a cliff? He's still on the PGA Tour, of course, but the results, again, are just not there. So we'll see what happens. Again, team event, so there's a lot of volatility. And with that, this is a first on this very show. A first round leader bet, Bridget. I don't like doing these because obviously like one out of 156 players, like really, and you're talking about one round, like outright is one thing, but one round, too much volatility, but 12 teams. So why not? Harris English, Matt Kuchar, 7-1, $20 on them. I had to get these two in there. Three times they've won this thing. Three times they've been runners up. So like, I could totally see them getting off to a hot start tomorrow and or Friday. The only thing is that Harris English is not playing the best golf right now, at least compared to 2020 and earlier in 2021. And Matt Kuchar obviously has been kind of trying to figure it out, but still I'm going with the vibes route here. First round leaders, Harris English and Matt Kuchar, 7-1 there. So
question, do they tend to be hot out of the gate in this? I do not know the answer.
I actually don't know either. And I almost went ahead and looked at their first round scoring on the PGA Tour. But again,
for some reason, I feel like they led all the way through.
Yeah, I'm sure it's possible. I mean,
but yeah, not 100% positive about that. But.
Yeah, three trophies and three silver medals here. Like, I think it's the most logical pairing to get that first round lead. So, but we shall see. QBE this week.
I love that for you. I don't love that for me, but I do love that for you because I feel like that's a solid pick.
Well, it's kind of funny too. We'll know by Friday evening whether that bet actually went through. And
that's fun.
So we can kind of chat about that.
I'm kind of into that.
Yeah.
Wow. You know me. I have zero patience. I might start doing first round leaders.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth a sprinkle here and there. I don't love it personally, but you know.
Oh my God. Is it worth cracking the science of sparkle?
Ooh, light box. I'm sure they'll love hearing that.
It's a great line.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, it should be a fun event. It starts Friday, goes through Sunday, QBE shootout. This has been Golf Bets on Us, part of Lock It In with Cam Rogers. I am Cam Rogers. She is Bridget Whalen. And I'll talk to you guys later this week. Bridget, we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.